Green burials don't use environmentally harmful chemicals to preserve the body and avoid elaborate caskets or concrete burial vaults. In a few cities around the U.S., the burials take place in conservation cemeteries that don't mow the grass or use chemicals on it and have grave markers that fit in with the landscape. The sites may also allow public hiking and recreation and look more like a natural area. Dave Drapak is president of the Madison-based Trust for Natural Legacies. He says green burials are not a threat to public health.
You know, if the person had a disease when they died, you're going to have to take precautions, but you would do that either way. So green burials don't introduce any new safety concerns. And then the other issue is with burial. You just have to make sure the cemetery is sited properly, just like any cemetery does now, not near groundwater.
Drapak says his group has met with some land trusts and had talks with a half dozen landowners in Wisconsin about starting a conservation cemetery. He predicts one will open within 2 years. After hearing Drapak's presentation at the recent Midwest Renewable Energy Fair, Sherry Frank of Ely, Iowa, says she'll be green when she goes.
For me, I would just simply be put in the ground without the casket, but biodegradable casket would be fine with me too. I mean, I don't really see a need to have any special kind of treatment to the body. Just return it back to the earth the way it's supposed to be.
Frank says she believes the green option is better than being cremated and having her ashes scattered. Some funeral directors already offer a more environmentally sensitive ceremony at traditional graveyards. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.